Here's Nancy Lee DeMoss.
I've often said to women, and these words have come back to haunt me many times, anything that makes me need God is a blessing. It's a blessing. Anything that makes me keep crying out to the Lord is a blessing.
It's Thursday, June 23rd, and you're listening to Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss. All this week, we've been learning how important it is to cry out to God whenever trouble presents itself. That means asking for His help, but it can also mean crying out in thanksgiving. We'll find out more today. Here's Nancy.
We're looking at Psalm 55, where David gives a personal testimony of a time when he was depressed, he was discouraged, he was despondent. And aren't you glad that the scripture gives us those very honest views of the saints? I relate to some of those passages more than I'd like to admit. And I find that when my own heart is discouraged, it's so helpful to go back to the scripture, back to those Psalms, and find out what did these men of God do when they were in trouble. And over again, we're seeing in the scripture, one thing they did is to cry out to the Lord. So in Psalm 55, David says, I'm overwhelmed with fearfulness and trembling, and I'm feeling as if I'm going to die. I mean, this was really a desperate situation he was in. I want to escape. I want to get out of the pain. And so many of us as women today are trying to escape the pain of living in this very real world. Husbands don't always walk with God. And children aren't always obedient. And people do lose jobs. And some bosses really are unreasonable. And so often we try to anesthetize the pain with food, with TV, with shopping, with the telephone, reaching out to others, and for a few moments it makes us feel better, but then we get the bill, or we get on the scales, or the friend moves away, and we find out the place, the person, the thing we turn to for help isn't always there. And so David says, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. And then verse 17, evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. But we saw yesterday that that David cried out to the Lord. There are other people we can turn to, but they cannot hear, they cannot help in the way that God can. I think of those Old Testament passages, one in 1 Kings chapter 18, where the prophets of Baal cried out to Baal, and they said, oh, Baal, hear us, hear us, hear us. And they cut themselves with lances and knives, and they, from morning till afternoon, they cried out to Baal. And what does the scripture say? No one heard, no one listened, no one answered. You say, well, I would never do that to idols. Well, who are you crying out to? Are you crying out to something or someone less than the one who's able to hear and answer your cry? And many times in the Old Testament, we read this concept, go to the people or the things you've cried out to and see if they can save you now. They can't. So David cried out to the Lord, and then we saw that David was persistent in crying out. Evening and morning and at noon, day after day, I will cry out to the Lord. I think mothers understand this probably as well as anyone. There's not a mother in this room who hasn't cried out to the Lord. And whether the children are infants and it's that season of life when you're just exhausted because you're not getting sleep at night and that's a hard time of life, or whether it's when you've got three toddlers or you've got three teenagers or you've got your empty nest but you've got those grown children and grandchildren, at every season of life, a mother has reason to be crying out to the Lord. And that's not a bad thing. I've often said to women, and these words have come back to haunt me many times, anything that makes me need God is a blessing. Someone said to me recently, I was out on the road doing a conference, and someone was thanking me for the ministry of Revive Our Hearts, and they said, you make it sound so easy. And I'm thinking, if only you knew, if only you knew the crying out to the Lord. Now, I don't want to make it sound like it's a miserable life. There's a lot of joy in it. But when I'm in labor asking the Lord for what these sessions should be about, there's a crying out to him that is necessary. And that's so good. And we learn from this passage that we need to keep crying out, keep crying out, keep crying out. That's why Jesus said in Luke chapter 18, we should keep praying and not grow faint, not give up. And aren't you glad we have a Heavenly Father who never gets tired of his children crying out to him? Well, there's another insight in this passage. It's fairly obvious, but it's one that I've missed a lot of times. In verse 17, David says, I will pray and cry aloud. Cry aloud. Many times in the scriptures, when you read about crying out to the Lord, it talks about crying out with your voice. Not silently, but out loud. Psalm 3, verse 4, I cry to the Lord with my voice. Psalm 27, verse 7, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Psalm 66, I cried to him with my mouth. Psalm 77, I cried out to God with my voice, and he gave ear to me. Over and over again in the scripture, we're told to cry out. Why is that? I'm not sure, except that I think sometimes we feel a little foolish saying out loud out of the earnestness and desperation of our hearts, Lord, I need you. But if we don't come to the place of verbalizing it, our hearts may not really have been sufficiently humbled. I need you to help me. Crying out with my voice to the Lord. And then we see David cries out in faith. And so must we. He says in this passage, I cry out, I call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. That's a cry of confidence. I know that God hears. I know that God will save me. And he says it again in verse 17. I'll pray, I'll cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. David knew God well enough to know that when he cried out to the Lord, God would hear. And you and I have a whole lot more reason to trust God than David did. We have this scripture. There are hundreds of accounts in this book of how people cried out to the Lord, and God heard, and God answered. Psalm 145, verses 18 and 19 say, the Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry, and he will save them. You may feel kind of pitiful, as I do at times, when you're crying out to the Lord and no one else is around. There's nothing and no one but God who can help, and I'm crying out to him, and you may feel a little foolish. You may feel very alone, but one thing you can be sure of, you're one of 6 billion plus people on this planet, but God's ears are tuned to your cry. And millions of other people may be crying out at the same time in other places and other circumstances, and you feel like just one tiny little cry coming out of your lips. How could the God of the universe possibly know or care? It's like those children in the nursery. They're all crying at once, but you know your child's cry, don't you? And God knows your cry. He hears. And so as we cry out, we need to cry out in faith that God is listening and to say, thank you, Lord, that you will deliver me. God may not change your circumstance, but God will deliver you even in the midst of your circumstance. And so I think of some of the circumstances that I'm hearing about from women. I get a lot of emails and letters from Revive Our Hearts and people who are living in some very troubled circumstances. Think of someone whose husband is being unfaithful, a sexual addict, and here's a woman with a small child who is separated from this husband and doesn't know how to make it on her own. She needs to cry out to the Lord. That doesn't promise that her husband will come back. Doesn't promise that her husband's heart will turn. But it does promise that God will have grace to meet her at her point of need. I think of a woman I talked to this past week who is in a situation with a son-in-law who is abusive and angry and sometimes violent towards her daughter and grandchildren. There's nothing she can do to fix that situation, but she can cry out to the Lord on behalf of that son-in-law, on behalf of her daughter and those children. It may be parents that you can never please, or an impossible boss, or a sin that you find you can't get victory over, that you just don't have the willpower to do it on your own, or a family member who lives under your roof or within close distance who is a constant source of irritation. They just won't go away, and they just won't change. What can you do? You can cry out to the Lord. Some of you are looking for direction, for guidance. You don't know which way to go, and you and your husband perhaps are making a tough decision. What can you do when you don't know what to do? You cry out to the Lord. There are those in this room dealing with excruciating loneliness. What can you do? You can cry out to the Lord. And the scripture says, "As for me," others may call their friend or their mom or their counselor, and sometimes that's not a wrong thing to do. But as for me, David says, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He will hear, he will deliver, and God will be glorified.
That's Nancy Lee DeMoss in a series called Crying Out. If you missed any of our program today, you can read a transcript or hear it at reviveourhearts.com. A lot of our listeners are helped and encouraged by Revive Our Hearts on the radio and the web, and many give so that the program and website can be possible. We are so thankful to you, especially at our fiscal year end. We close our books and take a look at our budget at the end of June every year. We're thankful for those who have made this ministry possible over the last year, including a woman whose life is an illustration of the teaching we heard today. Nancy?
I love reading the cards and letters that our listeners send in to Revive Our Hearts, and sometimes I just find them especially touching. For example, I received one recently where the listener said, "Today I lost my job. I am thankful and praising God that I woke up this morning to see the rain and the blessings it brings. Glory to God." And then this woman who had just lost her job, but who has a thankful and grateful heart, enclosed a gift for our ministry, $7. Now you say, what good will $7 do for a ministry of this size? I'll tell you, God blesses a cheerful giver, God blesses sacrifice, and this woman invested $7 in the kingdom of God even when she didn't know where her next paycheck was going to come from. God is pleased when we seek His kingdom and His righteousness first. So I thank the Lord for those who are able to give larger amounts, and also for those who, out of a sacrificial, grateful heart, send even $7. As a listener-supported ministry, those gifts really do make a difference.
And here, at our fiscal year end, they make a big difference by helping us anticipate the kind of ministry we'll be able to do in the coming year. If you'd like to give, you can give us a call at 1-800-569-5959. That's 1-800-569-5959. Or send a check to Revive Our Hearts, Box 82500, Lincoln, Nebraska, 68501. What if you have to cry out to the Lord, not just once, but years before an answer comes? Get some hope tomorrow when we're back with Revive Our Hearts. Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss is a ministry partnership of Life Action Ministries, Back to the Bible, and Family Life Today.